We're talking to USD 273 Superintendent Jeff Travis. What a wonderful year this year, Mr. Travis. Dream come true with facilities, both in sports and other things. Got through a couple failed bond elections. First of all, talk about staff administration. Things have gone awfully well from the curriculum and discipline standpoint.
Yeah, we've had a great year, John, with all of that. And the staff, can't be more proud of them for what they accomplished with our students. The students just keep achieving, and we see them be successful graduates and going out and doing great things as they, you know, as they report back. And, you know, in a lot of cases, we see them move back to town and start families, and that's even more fun to watch that happen and see how that grows, and they can come back and be successful. So it's a good cycle.
Well, Jeff, you had a few staff openings. Kind of talk about staff openings. You got a new basketball coach. Ryan Eilert stepped down after 19 years, and you got Mikey Dole from Goodland as far as basketball coach. What other staff openings, and is there anything that you need or want to report at this time?
Well, that's right. We, with Ryan retiring, resigning, I guess he's too young to retire, but going to farming full time, and we were blessed to be able to get Mike and Marissa Dahl to come to Beloit and teach and pick up these couple of these openings that we have with some retirements that we had. We had Melissa Brown in Title One, my wife Tracy Travis in Title One. We had some openings, special ed. Brad Treister's retiring, and then social worker Janelle Streit. Between those four staff members that we had this year, that was 99 and a half years in Beloit for USD 273 Beloit, when you had all their years of experience up, which was pretty impressive for that group. And they're going to be missed, but we looks like we've got some nice replacements coming in. Mike will work in Title One. Marissa will teach third grade for us. I think they're going to be really good fits for the community. Two young boys that they have with them, too. Great little family. I think we're going to see really neat things out of them. And I think Mike brings a lot of energy to the court, a lot of good experience. So, he should be a nice replacement for us for longtime coach Ryan Eilert. So.
Well, Jeff, you one thing that did pass in the bond election was the HVAC facility improvement. Kind of talk about where you're at on that.
Yeah, that process is, it starts slow because you're working through design and with engineers because they want to get it right. They got to get it to the right sizes for those rooms and the rooftops and that sort of thing. So designs are done. The max GMP is going to, we're going to see it shortly. So we're going to start seeing budgets. They're going to do a local contractor fair first, where local contractors will have the first chance at bidding on this. If they feel like those prices didn't hit where they need to or what they think they should, then they will have a contractor fair beyond that. But we don't feel that that's going to happen. So you probably should see movement, actual movement of construction revamping going on in September. At the grade school, the high school, it's a little easier to replace rooftops. I mean, it's kind of plug and play up there, so they'll do those on extended breaks will be the plan.
Well, Jeff, you disappointed after two failed bond elections, and like we said, got the HVAC facility improvements there passed and by USD 273 voters, and then you had some private entities and some school educational leaders come in, and next thing you know, you're putting in a new track, and 60 days later, you're putting in an artificial turf, and this thing, thanks to the Harry Matus family, just absolutely exploded, and great time to be a USD 27 patron and superintendent.
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud of how the track and Trojan Stadium's coming through, and it's going to be the Rose and Harry Matus sports complex up there. They've really stepped up. Harry and Rose did with that donation, and the matches just followed. You couldn't ask for something better to happen. I was just floored by the generosity that we've seen through Rose and Harry and all of the community. I mean, from their donation down to young students having bake sales to try to produce money for that. It's going to affect many, many generations of students for years to come, and it's going to look like a very nice center point for the Beloit community up there. And we're keeping that Trojan Stadium history, though, with the WPA project intact. Right now, shortly, you're going to see some tuck pointing going up on that stadium to get that all taken care of before the rest of the construction goes through. And then, you know, soon, and you see rock coming in now, getting stored, that aggregate rock. And they're going to do some projects after this league track meets over that they can do and not disturb practices for regional and state for the tracksters. But as soon as that eight-man football game's over, you're going to see it go start on that Monday after. So it's going to go quick. And we're supposed to be able to be on that field on September 4th, which is, that's just the date they're guaranteed to be done by. Originally, we were trying to work with Lions to have that September 5th game at home, but that didn't come to fruition. So it'll be the 19th, I believe, with Southeast of Saline will be the opening varsity game on the new field. The track doesn't have to be done until November 30th. You'll see cement base will be done. It'll get done soon, but then they'll wait to spray the top layer and paint the lines and that sort of thing on it. And they have till November 30th with that. So during football season, that will happen. We don't know quite when we'll see that. That first game could look like a big empty cement ring around it. You never know, but it might be done too. So the Nemaha Sports Construction is who we're working with that to get that project going, and they are really moving and trying to get it to go quickly. Just a tidbit, that's who's putting in the new K-State field too. So it's kind of neat that for those K-State fans that it's the same people doing ours.
Well, Jeff, you go to many, many meetings across the state, and you've seen the state legislature do many things. What are you seeing across the board as far as funding and laws in the state of Kansas for education this past year?
So they're going to fund us on the, I'm going to say, general ed, like they're supposed to. I mean, that all went through. There's always things happening back and forth there. Special ed, they did put $10 million extra into that. They were hoping for $40 million extra to keep pace with that, but they put 10. Legislators argued about that back and forth for whatever reasons they argue, you know, and they play those games back and forth. We would like to see that get closer to fully funded, but, you know, for our local legislators, we do appreciate them and their support that they give to our education. It's Representative Wolf now. It used to be Representative Kincannon for years, but Representative Wolf and Elaine Bowers out of Concordia, that are two, a Senator Bowers, I should say, that are our two local legislators, and, but they do support us, and we appreciate that.
Well, Jeff, you and the board got to be proud of the facilities and the district and the staff, administration, the kids, the coaches, everything, but you guys are not going to rest now that you got everything done this year that basically you wanted, because there's several things that need to be done in the future. What is the future of the district for you and the board?
Well, we got to just keep working towards providing for our students. You know, we don't want to get behind. We've got to continue to work on facilities. You've got a 50 plus year old high school now that we refer to as the new high school. And you have a 70 plus year old elementary school. We've got to keep those facilities in good shape for the students to come. We've got to keep programs up to date and keep them going so that we're producing successful students, successful graduates. Our teachers, I would put them up against anybody in the state or anybody in the nation. They do a phenomenal job, and our admin team here works hard with them, my principals, my directors. They do anything they can, and everybody's about supporting students, and that's why this is such a great community and such a great place to work.
Well, Jeff, congratulations to you, the board, the staff, administration, the whole USD 273 patrons, and everybody involved. It's been a great year, and appreciate you interviewing and being honest with us on Katy Country 94.1. Z96.3 The Lake.
Thanks, John.